You know how there's always those discussions between Windows and OS X fans on what OS is the best? Well, I must confess I've let myself get dragged into quite a lot of discussions like that. Of course, always defending OS X in the spirit of being a true Mac geek. But with the prospect of having Windows running on a Mac, I find myself wondering why I stick to the OS X system. I concluded that I'd stick to OS X, not just because of the way the system works, but mostly for the apps. Because for me there's one big difference between a Windows app and a Mac app. I realize that I don't always use the apps just to get the job done, but I actually enjoy using Mac apps. That's a big difference. So welcome to the very first episode of Neat Little Mac Apps, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app? Wallet. Be sure to keep listening because I'll be mentioning a promo code for this application later in the show. Of course, I should mention that this is an enhanced version of a podcast. That means that everything I would normally put in the show notes will also be visible in the artwork window in iTunes. For those who are listening on an iPod, be sure to check out your screen because I'll be frequently posting screenshots on it. And before we start the show, let's plug the theme music of this podcast, and that is provided by the British band Dark Horse. Track name is Starting Over, instrumental version, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com. And now, on to the podcast. As mentioned before, the application of this episode is called Wallet. It's a neat little app that stores and organizes passwords, serial numbers, credit card info, login data, and much, much more. And it does it in a 448-bit Blowfish encryption. That kinda nails it, if you ask me. The current version is 2.5.1, universal binary, and it's created by Waterfall Software. So why would I use an application like Wallet? Well, as I see it, there are two ways to manage my passwords. The first one is to use easy passwords that I can easily remember, but of course those pose a security risk. The second one are more harder passwords that I keep forgetting. So I went on the web in search of an application that could help me remember those passwords, and I ended up using Wallet. So let's fire up the application and see how it does. The first thing you'll notice is that it looks exactly like Address Book. It also works in the same fashion. On the left side, you'll have a column with a lot of groups in it. That way you can organize the types of passwords you want to keep together. For example, I made a group with online accounts where I put all my login data for websites. I made a group FTP accounts, I made a group credit cards, and I made a group for my Gmail accounts and apparently a group for HaloScan, which is a commenting system, I guess. And a group serial numbers, sorry. Now the fun thing for these groups is that you can change their icon. The less fun thing is that you're limited to the icons that the developer gives you, so you can't add your own icons. Another thing these groups do is define the template of the items that you add to each group. Of course, you can always change the items, but it's a handy feature that each item you add automatically gets the fields that you defined in that template. Now, if we continue on to the rest of the user interface, you'll notice that there will be a search window in the top right corner. Search window works in the same manner as the search window in Address Book. And now for some cool features. The first one, the application fills in its own registration data when you buy it. The second one is the autofill feature, meaning that when you put in the login and password for a certain site and you add the login page URL in the entry, then you will be able to later select that URL and choose autofill. That way the application will go to that website and autofill username and password in the appropriate fields. A third neat feature is the password generator, which in a very user-friendly way lets you retain some form of control over the way a random password is generated. For instance, you can put in capital A's and normal A's to define if you want capital letters or normal letters to appear on that place in the password. You can use X's to define a normal number. So how about security? Well, of course the application needs a password to get into. After that, you can quickly lock and unlock the application by use of the Quick Lock button. The application also has an auto-lock feature, meaning that after X amount of time, it will lock itself. Or you can choose to have the application lock itself when the computer goes to sleep. You also have the Clear Clipboard feature, which I thought was very neat. See, if you frequently copy stuff from this application onto other applications or websites, that leaves traces in the clipboard. Now, if you select the Clear Clipboard feature, the application will make sure that when you close up the application, the clipboard data will be erased. So how about moving this data around? Well, Wallet easily lets you import and export your data. First way of doing this is by using the .mac export option. This will let you smoothly export your database to your .mac account. Secure, of course. Second way is by exporting the database manually. You will get a database file and you will need to enter an extra password for when you import that file later on. Both these options will automatically make sure that when you import them again, only the new and changed items will be imported. Third way of backing up is by exporting your database to a text file. Be aware, that is not a secure file. Anyone can open up that file. Fourth way is by syncing to your iPod. That also is not a secure way of transferring your database. Now to close up this review, I'd like to give the developers some tips. First tip is please make sure that the text import and export function takes along the field names. These get lost at this instance. Second tip is if we could please be able to add our own icons to the groups, you know, like in an iChat kind of fashion. You drop on an image, you select the skill, and boom, you've got your own icons. That would be neat. Now for each piece of software that I'll review, I'll try to contact the developer and ask him if he doesn't have a serial number or perhaps a promo code to give away for our listeners. And we've got one for Wallet. It will give you 25% off and the promo code is Neat Little Mac Apps. Now how original is that, eh? Neat Little Mac Apps, all capitals, and you can fill it in at the online store of Waterfall Software. Well, people, that's it for this podcast. Hope you liked it, and of course, feel free to hop in at neatlittlemacapps.com to leave your comments. You will also find the show notes in there, but of course, you don't really need them since this is an enhanced version, and you can click on all the links in the artwork window of iTunes. I should also mention that if you have an application that you think is truly special, or if you're a developer who thinks his app is just great, be sure to let me know about it, and I'll gladly give it a shot. Perhaps it winds up in the show. So mail me at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com or just use the feedback form on the site. Also check out the press kit if you're interested in supporting this show. So thanks for listening to the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast. My name is Frank de Grave. Until next time, bye!